director of Ant-Man might be rumored to make the new Fantastic Four. What's up, guys? This is Justin with Hard and Marvel. I got Devante with us. Sorry, I didn't even set up the mic. What's up, man?
Hey, everyone.
So, rumor has it that Peyton Reed, which is the director of the last two Ant-Mans, which, again, the first Ant-Man was dope. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man and Wasp, not as good as the first one. You heard her here, folks. I don't even know how I recruit these people. But anyways, so rumor has it that Peyton Reed is going to make the Fantastic Four. They're kind of looking at him to be making the Fantastic Four movie. Sorry, really excited about this. But this will be the very first MCU director to make two different titles. That's kind of very, very interesting. I just want to open up that talk bait there. But rumor has it that this Fantastic Four movie, it could be casted in or created in the 1960s. Sorry, I don't know why I can't talk, guys. But 1960s. What do you think about that, Devante?
I think it's a strange but oddly perfect fit. The Fantastic Four was made in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And I think it has that weird Buck Rogers feel to it that I think will really work for that setting. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, we just introduced the multiverse.
Yeah.
So if they want to bring him in for anything, they can easily just pull him out.
And kind of somewhat from a different universe. And it could be in a very different universe. And I feel like we're going to have to do a couple episodes just educating people on the multiverse and how it works, because the 1960s can be relevant to this universe. So if Universe 616, which is us, is in year 2019, another new universe can be in 1960. Okay, so in that way, so an alternate universe, so we can actually have the Fantastic Four bleed through, which that'd be kind of a funny thing to see. I think that will really work, which makes sense why they're kind of leaning toward Peyton Reed to be directing this movie. But if you would just ask me, not really feeling the 1960s though, because you fall into the trap of Captain Marvel and saying, where the hell have you been this long? Because when Iron Man came out, he was the very first superhero to come out, right? Mm-hmm. So where have they been all this time? So how can you explain that? If they go with the 1960s route, which, okay, makes sense. It's comicology. But what do you think?
With that, I think you have either two options with this. Okay. You could either choose to ignore it and just don't overthink it how we usually used to do.
Okay.
Or they could just do it the easier way and just introduce you to the multiverse. Those are the only two options you really can do, from what I've seen.
Or, you know, there's so many ways that you can clear this up. You can clear a lot of things up with, you know, erasing memories and erasing data.
They could be gone. They could just flat out just be gone by that time.
Yeah, because again, with these universes that have brought, have kind of bridged out, can actually create alternate futures. We know that. But what if they can create alternate pasts in that way? I know that kind of really doesn't make sense in that kind of way. But we don't know. We don't have any kind of inkling of what is going on with the Marvel Phase 4, which could be the same multiverse phase or whatever you want to kind of say. So we're getting into some hardcore multiverse action here, which we don't know where Marvel is leaning towards to with this kind of rumor with Peyton Reed, director of these two great franchises here, going to go into another franchise, which is pretty huge.
I think what I really like about the choice of director and the time period is they're gonna have to use that 1960s wit and humor, which I think would really fit the Fantastic Four, because around that time period, those were the best comics they had at the time. Some might say it's still their best run.
Yeah, and even to go along with that, with the family kind of issue, because again, not the issue, I'm sorry, but around the 1960s and 50s and 40s, you had it very focused on families. You know, the Doomsday Family. I don't know the correct terminology, but you have those aesthetics that I think can go very far away. But I would really want this to like cross over.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works. I don't know how it works. It would be great to see a 1960s Fantastic Four movie. But it would be kind of like that Captain America-esque
Captain Marvel.
Well, like more of like the Captain America First Avengers kind of thing. It's like, okay, let's get to the present. You know, it's going to be like those kind of things. And how do they get to the present? You know, do they discover time travel? Do they, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool to have a, that 1960s kind of people in a present time. So I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Fish out of water story kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that works, but I'm interested to see where it goes. So what's the biggest thing to take away from this, guys, is that Fantastic Four is being talked about already. And I'd rather see Fantastic Four come first than Mutants. That's just me. No, because Fantastic Four is somewhat the godfather.
It's the staple of Marvel.
Yeah. So it's the godfather of comics, of Marvel Universe. So a lot of next updates. This is pretty much an episode of just Marvel updates. We had, just before we kind of came on, some resource kind of sent me some Black Widow new set photos, which they're already filming that, guys. That was going to be set to around September or August, but they're already filming that, guys. And I forgot his name. I don't know why I'm going blank right now, but guy from Hellboy, recent Hellboy, and
David Harbour.
I think something like that from Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. He is casted in to be in this film, and we're kind of speculating that it could be Taskmaster.
That's kind of interesting, especially with, you know, what his recent comments have been in regards to comic book movies, especially Marvel. So that's interesting.
Well, he did sign this before he did Hellboy. Signed this contract before Hellboy. Thank God, because Hellboy failed bad. It really did, man. Poor franchise. But really excited about this Black Widow movie, because seeing where they're gonna go, there's so many rumors out there right now that it's going to be
between Civil War
and between Infinity War and Endgame.
Or Y2K.
And make it way before even Iron Man. So we might be looking at another 90s movie, which is very interesting. And the very, very first rumor that came out, that it's going to be set around Y2K, which I dig that the most. Mm-hmm. I really do dig that the most, because that would make sense with Taskmaster to do his thing around there. So, yeah, pretty good stuff. What updates do you have?
Recent updates, that Marvel just announced that they're going to put all the Marvel films in 4K, either through DVD release or the Disney Plus, which I'm very excited for. Me personally, I think I'm going to grab it by the DVDs just to have it.
I'm telling you,
I want that collection.
I'm telling you, Disney Plus, guys, I've been saying it for a full year now, that Disney Plus is going to change the game. Mm-hmm. And not only will it be everything be 4K, but you would actually be able to download it to watch offline. That's super, super amazing. So really, really excited about that. Now, a couple of things that we haven't really talked about, because we haven't really heard any type of rumors, not too much, but you know, about these next titles for the Phase 4. Now, it's coming up. We got E3 around the corner. Mm-hmm. We already know. We already had an episode about it that. I find this is funny. It's not like I watch other channels and you know, we take content from all that kind of stuff. We're all in it together, where we're all talking about the same thing. Yes. You know, so there'd be times where I'll put out an episode and another channel's talking about it. So it feels, that's the kind of thing that you have confirmation as you're in the vein. So this Marvel gaming universe is now popping in the last 24 hours. Okay. Mm. And this is very interesting. That we already know is Square Enix. We know that the Avengers game is going to be. When it was first released, it was called the Avengers Project. Now, I'll say this. Now it moved to Marvel's The Avengers game. Okay? It's called that. Another title did this, and it's called Marvel Spider-Man for PS4. They did that exact same thing. And there is huge, huge links and rumors that these two entities are going to be plugged in, that the same Spider-Man that's going to be in PS4 will be in this Marvel's Avengers game. Because if there was a recent interview, well, I think it was around the release, around E3, that this game was going to be there. They didn't say anything. They didn't say about the title or anything that did that. But they did say they were working on a big, big, big project. And I don't know. We're seeing this Marvel-Sony relationship being very weird lately. We have speculations about Venom going to be in the third Spider-Man movie, and they're going to have another universe and all these kind of things.
Let's hope not.
Have all the gaming universe. So, man, I'm telling you, man, if Marvel does this gaming universe,
they're amazing.
I don't know what the frick to think anymore, because it's like Marvel keeps on changing the game.
Now they're connecting games with comics, with movies, with TV. It's never been heard before.
It's never been done before. You have so much things that Disney's coming out with this year, at the end of this year, that is crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. But guys, that's it for this episode, guys. If you are a Marvel head like us, please subscribe to our podcast and hit us up on our Instagram at Hardened Marvel, or email us, because we are giving that free shirt away, that Oh Snap Thanos shirt. If you want it, you know where to grab it. Just DM us on Instagram at Heart of Marvel Podcast if you want that shirt, and say, I want that shirt. That's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for taking time out of your busy days to hear me try to close an episode again. I'm Justin.
I'm Devontae.
It's Heart of Marvel Podcast, guys. Stay awesome and stay blessed.